Which one? He caught a lot of them on the sideline.
At the end of the game.
I guess, with all due respect, not surprised or amazed. I mean, it's what he does. I mean, he's just special.
Did you catch yourself looking at the Jumbotron to see it again, though?
Just his feet. Once they showed his feet, you know, I was standing next to Le'Veon and asked him if he got to see it. And he said if the first one was in, he definitely got the second one. And, you know, he's the best in the world on the sideline. And so if it's even close, I'm not betting against him.
On that specific play, did you know you were going to him the whole time?
The last kind of two series, him and I were just improvising and making plays. And that's what's special about him. But, and you know, I want to say that, you know, AB is special. He does all these things. But to me, the big story in the passing game was Le'Veon. They were trying to get some depth and take away a lot of passes. And Le'Veon just, he made play after play and bailed me out on a lot of, I can say, check downs when guys aren't there, getting out quick, making things happen. So as great as AB always is, Le'Veon was extra special today too.
Ben, when you guys win the way you did tonight and how you did, and you can see the emotion in the locker room, does it kind of ease the pain of the early struggles?
We're 9-2, you know. I mean, you know, they say it's ugly wins, this, that, and the other. We'll take the win. You know, we didn't make all the plays. We turned the ball over. But you know what? You find a way to give Boz a chance at the end, and that's just – it's awesome. I'm happy for him.
Ben, there were a couple of drops, but on the first drive, you hit six receivers,
okay,
through to a seventh and Justin. How much was that important with getting everybody involved early and spreading the ball around the way you did?
Totally unintentional, truthfully. It's just the way, you know, when you're in the no huddle, you kind of call plays to get guys, you know, chances to go against certain looks on defense. And, you know, guys made plays. And, yeah, there were drops tonight, but I missed guys too. So we all can't be perfect, but you know, guys made a lot of plays when they needed to.
How big was it for Mark Davis to get in the end zone?
Awesome. What a great route. He had the look, and we practiced that route. And once he got outside him, he was even. I knew when he's even, he's leaving. So put it out there and let him run under it.
Were you aware New England won and Jacksonville lost?
Yes, I watched the New England's at one, right? I watched part of that one. And then obviously they showed it, the Arizona, the end of it. So happy for B.A.
No, never.
You know that it's funny because when I threw it, Coach Randy, we always talk about put it where our guy or nobody can get it. You know, and I kind of missed AB on their sideline on the second to last drive doing that, putting it outside too far. The one where he kind of one-handed almost made it. And so that play, you know, you got to be careful when you put it out there, and it's like, hey, put it on the sideline, let him potentially make the play, and. When I saw the two refs like looking at each other, I think they were almost like, "What, you know, did he really do that?" And so, once they said it was good, it's you believe him.
You said you improvised. Could you give us any detail on that?
No, because then everyone will know what happened.
Was there any thought of taking the knee and taking it overtime?
No, my goodness, no. We won. I just asked Coach Danny and Boz what yard line you wanted on, and we were close. I hated the last play that I, you know, threw it to Le'Veon. It's still hard to tell yourself not to throw it to an open guy. I should have thrown it in the ground. But, you know what, we got it to where Boz felt comfortable. That was about, Danny said, 32 to 35. I think we were on 35, I think.
What did you tell the guys before that play, pre-snap situation?
Get down. We got a timeout. Don't try and, you know, do too much. Dance around, run, do anything. Get your yards and get down so we can call timeout.
What kind of mental checks are you making as you go on the field and you know you only have 20, 30 seconds, a couple timeouts?
You know, knowing you have the timeouts, you can take some shots down the middle, you know, but really it's still about finding AB and him and I just kind of doing what we do.